Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
Psalm 47, Kingship in Antiquity. Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared, a great king over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves, Selah. God has gone up with a shout, and the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people gather as the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. I've chosen this psalm, Psalm 47, in our introduction to 1 and 2 Samuel, because 1 and 2 Samuel could have been titled 1 and 2 Kings, and our 1 and 2 Kings could be 3 and 4 Kings. Remember, the ancients called it 1 and 2 Kingdom or 1 and 2 Reign. The bottom line is the Lord is the great king. This is why I've chosen this psalm. He's the Most High. Hear the words of the psalmist. He's the king of all the earth. He's not just the king in Jerusalem. He's the king who reigns over the nations. He sits on his throne. That's a statement that all is well. There's a stability. And the princes, the people, gather and call him highly exalted. Israel's king was to be a reflection of the ways of the Lord. The whole idea, and we actually see this in some of the coronation psalms, and we see it as it plays out. 1 and 2 Samuel and 1 and 2 Kings are both wonderful and expressions of faith, but tragic. Because as the kings go their own way, we see that it doesn't align with God's way and blessing is lost upon the people. To interpret this, let me put it in the middle of our Samuel text. We'll come to this later, but in 1 Samuel 8, verse 9, it's repeated 5 or 6 times in this chapter, at least. It says, "Now then, obey their voice, only you shall solemnly warn them and show them the ways of the king who shall reign over them." This is the Lord talking to Samuel when the people requested a king. They wanted to be like the other nations. This wasn't God's first plan. He wanted to remain as their king, but he accommodates their desire. And he says to Samuel, obey their voice. Don't be worried about this so much. Only warn them and show them the ways of the king who shall reign over them. See, they're moving from the Almighty God who would reign over them with complete justice, and their king now would reign over them as a representative of God. The ways of the king is a literal translation of the Hebrew word mishpat, a word that refers to God's operation, how it was meant to operate in a moral universe. In fact, that word mishpat occurs repeatedly as a basic theme of 1 Samuel 8. I think I said it 5 times, but it's 8 times that it appears. When people transfer their expectations in righteousness and for salvation from God to government, they are sure to be disappointed. There are certainly things that human governments are good for, and God tells us that we should cooperate with those. But one of those things is not to function as God's substitute, but to operate out of the authority of God and what he wants to do. The so what of this is a reminder that we need to make sure that we're placing our confidence in God and not our kings. There's been a movement in America, and if you're listening outside of America, I'm sorry you have to endure this, but this is really a problem for us right now. It's called civil religion. Civil religion is to turn America into some sort of new Israel. Kansas City is the new Jerusalem for some people. And Washington holds the Messiah to direct the things of the world. Very dangerous thinking. Our presidents will only do well as they operate in the general righteousness of our God. The now what of this passage is, yes, I need to be a person who's engaged. I need to vote. You need to use my voice. If you are working in a government structure, do it with all your might. Paul will tell us, whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. Pray about our leaders. Be engaged. But let's not be people who put our trust in our earthly kings. Let's be sure we're putting our trust in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one that Psalm 47 says is worthy of praise, worthy to be exalted. So, Lord, today we do have lesser responsibilities and lesser loyalties and allegiances, and we want to honor those, but all under the banner of our allegiance to you. You are our King. And so our first question is, how is what we're doing and how are what we doing as a people mimicking your kingdom? Because that's what we want to be involved with. Give us eyes to see. In Jesus' name, amen.